It's time here on RNIB Connect Radio for a roundup of audio-described theatre performances in and around Scotland. And I'm joined by audio-describer Christopher McKiddy to highlight a few productions that are coming up over the next few weeks. Hello, Christopher, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby.
Christopher, we're going to start with two shows in Edinburgh, both by the Mischief Theatre Company. And before we come to a new production, we're going to talk about the play That Goes Wrong.
That's right, yeah. Mischief Theatre are very busy in Edinburgh over the next sort of 5 or 6 weeks. The first play that we're going to talk about is the one that I think most people would be familiar with, which is the play That Goes Wrong. That's going to be audio described at the King's Theatre in Edinburgh on Saturday, November the 6th at 2:30 p.m. And this sort of energetic young cast have really made it big from kind of very humble beginnings, which is really refreshing to see. And this was first a hit, I think, back in 2014, still touring, still running in the West End, and is back on tour in Scotland, as I say, at the King's in Edinburgh. For those who know it, those who don't know it, this is a sort of farcical play within a play. And it really is in the great tradition of British slapstick and anarchic humour, a sort of hapless theatrical productions going wrong. The plot is around Cornley Polytechnic Drama Society, who are mounting a production of a murder mystery called The Murder at Havisham Manor. From the first moment in which a blundering stage manager attempts to secure a collapsing mantelpiece, we think that things are not going to go to plan, and so it proves. This is great fun. It's the sort of production I imagine that the people who have seen it before, or people who, I mean, I know that the company went on to make a television series and things like that. And I think even if people have seen this before, it's the sort of thing I think people will enjoy seeing again. I'm certainly looking forward to it. The other one is Grown Up. So this is their new production. I say new. This show actually originally ran in 2019, but this will be certainly new to Scottish audiences. And obviously it has not been running over the last 18 months or so. So this is called Grown Ups, and getting away from the type of play that the play that goes wrong is, this is quite a serious at heart, but also very rude and anarchic comedy about growing up. And the setting is a very brightly decorated schoolroom. Now, all the performers are adults, but the furniture and fittings are made to be exaggeratedly large in order to make the adult performers appear like six-year-olds. They then grow older to become slightly more aware 13-year-olds, and the set is slightly reduced in size to fit this increased stature. In the longest final section, they're all 30-year-olds attending a school reunion. I noticed that the Guardian review of this show highlighted that what the show does really well is explore the way the patterns of childhood are replicated in adulthood. So there's lots of gags that repeat when they're grown-ups and going back to revisit their school days. So this, as I say, this is running this week. So the audio-described performance of that will be on Saturday at the King's Theatre in Edinburgh at 2:30 p.m. I'm going to be part of the description team for this, so we're really looking forward to that.
That sounds fantastic. And Mischief Theatre Company are really good. I've seen a couple of their productions and very good stuff, very funny too. We now have The Enemy, a National Theatre Scotland touring production.
Yeah, this is a brand new production, which was going to be running at the Dundee Rep Theatre on Saturday, October the 16th at 2:30 p.m. It'll also be at the King's Theatre in Edinburgh on the 23rd of October at 2:30 p.m. It will be at the Eden Court in Inverness on Saturday, October the 30th at 7:30 p.m. and will be at Perth Theatre on Friday, November the 5th at 7:30 p.m. So lots of opportunities to have this audio described. The tagline for this production is "How much does truth really matter?" Now, this is a brand new production which I have not seen, but is described as a reimagining of the classic Henry Ibsen play An Enemy of the People, which I have read. It's described as being about truth, power and deception. It was written by award-winning playwright Kieran Hurley, which lots of audiences will have heard of, and directed by Finn Den Hertog. In a once great Scottish town, a massive redevelopment project promises to bring money, jobs and new prospects to its forgotten population. However, when Dr. Kirsten Stockman discovers a dangerous secret, she knows she must bring the truth to light, no matter the cost. So this is a really quite a big production and one that people have been looking forward to for quite a long time. So I think this is going to be a really interesting one.
And we now move to Glasgow with a double bill at the Troon Theatre.
That's right, yeah. This is actually a Citizens Theatre production, which is going to take place at the Tron Theatre in Glasgow. The Citizens Theatre is still being refurbished, and they have performed at various venues over the months, and also doing quite a lot of online theatre during lockdown. So this is going to be the very first production at the Tron Theatre since the abbreviated run of Metamorphosis in early 2020, which I was very nearly going to describe before lockdown began. This will be described on Saturday, October the 9th at 2:30 p.m. Now, this is a double bill of one-act plays by Samuel Beckett and Linda McLean, and they're both going to be directed by Dominic Hill. So they've got one classic production there in Crap's Last Tapes and one brand new, which is Go On. Crap's Last Tapes, I always think, is a very interesting production for an audio describer. On the face of it, Crap's Last Tapes involves a man, an elderly man, sitting in a chair with a tape recorder. So on the face of it, you might not think there's an awful lot of description in that, but the devil, as is often the case with Samuel Beckett, the devil is in the detail, as in the script. And there's so much there that might, on the face of it, seem like a tiny detail, a facial expression, an element of body language that is so crucial to the themes of the production. In Crap's Last Tapes, for people who are not familiar with the production, it's an older man reflecting on his youth. He sits alone on his 69th birthday and goes through listening to recordings of his younger self, sort of rewinding through his life. The other production, which will be act two, but it's a one-act play, is called Go On. And now, this is a character called Jane, played by Maureen Beattie, and she's considering how an AI replacement might allow her to exist in the future. Now, Maureen Beattie and the writer Cora Bizet previously explored themes of AI in a care home setting with National Theatre of Scotland. That was in a show called Interference. And that looked at how artificial intelligence can become more human. So it'll be really interesting to see how this theme is developed in this brand new production. So that's Go On and Crap's Last Tapes. Again, that's on Saturday, October the 9th at 2:30 p.m. at the Tron.
And we're going to stay with the Tron Theatre with an all-female production of The Tempest.
That's right. Now, this is a Tron Theatre production as opposed to the previous one at the Tron, which was a Citizens Theatre production. This will be described on Saturday, November the 13th at 7:30 p.m. Now, the timing of this movement-based production of The Tempest seems apt, as it will be taking place during the COP26 Environmental Summit, which will be taking place in Glasgow. Now, the play charts the experiences of a group of Neapolitan nobles as they are shipwrecked on an island populated by the magician Prospero, his daughter Miranda, and his two slaves, the mischievous spirit Ariel and despised native Caliban. The cast for this production is 11 Scottish-based females or female-identifying actors. These include Nicole Cooper, who people will recognise as a regular at Bard and the Botanics in Glasgow, and therefore an old hand at Shakespeare. Like recent productions of The Tempest, this production will, I'm sure, explore the play's themes about colonisation and exploitation of other lands and their inhabitants, and also of male power. The notion of male power is obviously subverted, of course, by the fact that the cast are all female. The notion of The Tempest itself, of course, nods towards the effects of climate change. And with the production taking place during COP26, I think it'll be even more apt. So that's really one to look forward to. Again, that's described at the Tron on Saturday, November the 13th at 7:30 p.m.
Sounds very apt for the times that we're in at the moment. Christopher, if people would like to find out more about the theatre performances we have just chatted about or other described events, where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, well, the best place to go is to our own website. This is adascotland.com. And there you'll find listings for all new productions, email addresses that you can contact us to ask any questions. There's audio content, audio flyers for a lot of the new productions that are going to be audio described, and lots more information there. So that really is the best place you can go.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Christopher McKiddy, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.